Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Questions 9 to 12.
You will hear the radio interview about theme parks.
Good morning! Today, we're going to talk about theme parks, and we're going to hear from Andy Wells, who has written a guide to theme parks around the world. Welcome to the programme, Andy.
Hi, it's good to be here.
You really have a dream job, don't you, Andy? Flying around the world all the time, visiting adventure parks.
Well, yes, it's pretty exciting, but it's really hard work too, you know?
I bet. So, what's the number one theme park in the world?
That all depends what you're looking for. In terms of numbers, it has to be Magic Kingdom at Disney World in Florida, the most famous theme park. But the most popular park for people who like adventure rides is Cedar Point in Ohio, USA. It has the biggest number of roller coasters in one park, 17.
Whoa.
And three water rides. There are lots of other attractions, too. Last year, they introduced 50 animatronic dinosaurs. You know, life-size models that move and look real.
Cool. Have they got anything lined up for this year?
Yeah, there's a new roller coaster called the Gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's not a roller coaster. It's a wing coaster. It'll be the biggest in the world.
What's a wing coaster?
With a normal roller coaster, you are sitting on a seat with the track under you.
Mm-hmm.
With a wing coaster, the seats kind of stick out at the side, so the passengers have nothing below or above them.
Ooh.
You feel as if you're flying.
So it's more frightening?
More exciting. Way more exciting.
What other attractions have you seen recently?
I've just been to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at the Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida.
Ah.
It's great. You know those shops that sell magic sweets and things in the Harry Potter books?
Uh-huh.
Well, they have those, just like you've imagined. There's a fantastic tour of Hogwarts School where you meet characters from the books. It's so well done.
Right. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In your book, you have a lot of theme parks in Asia, too. Can you tell us about them?
Sure. Tokyo has had a Disneyland for quite a long time, which attracts a lot of people.
Mm.
Ocean Park in Hong Kong has also been going for a long time. That has a lot of marine animals, as well as rides. Lottie World, a huge park in South Korea, has the world's biggest indoor theme park.
Yeah.
And then there's Universal Studios in Singapore. That's expanding with additions to its New York street section. There's going to be a Sesame Street dark ride. A dark ride's a ride inside a building.
I see. New York in Singapore?
Yeah, it's weird, but it works. But the place to watch at the moment is China. They're really expanding. Lots more parks will open in China in the next few years, including another one with dinosaurs in the north and Ocean Kingdom in the south. That will have the world's longest roller coaster and tallest Ferris wheel, as well as boat rides and a nighttime zoo. Oh,
wow. So that's opening soon?
Yes, this year. I'll be there.
Have a ride for me then.
Questions 13 to 16.
You'll hear a journalist interviewing Jeff Thompson, a British sportsman.
Good evening, Jeff.
Hi.
Perhaps you could tell me a bit about your background. Where are you from exactly?
Well, I was actually born in 1958, up in the north of England. My parents came to live in Britain after the war.
Sounds great.
We moved south to London after that. We were completely broke, and I did all sorts of odd jobs to try and make money.
Goodness, how dramatic.
But I was lucky. I discovered karate.
Ah, how exactly?
There was a school trip, nothing special really, but we went to this sports centre, and I just thought, that's for me.
Just like that?
Yep. Anyway, I started training. I found myself a Japanese coach, and things just happened. I found it came naturally to me, and I worked my way up till I found myself in Taiwan for the World Championships. That was in 1982.
And you won?
Yeah. Suddenly, I was world heavyweight champion. It was great.
And you were world champion at that weight, 5 times in all?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you retired?
Well, I didn't have much choice.
And now you've got other projects on the go all around the country and even abroad.
Yeah. We're going from strength to strength.
Questions 17 to 20.
You will hear a conversation between a girl, Tanya, and a boy, Marek, about their holiday plans.
Hi, Marek. Are you looking forward to your holidays?
Oh, Tanya, I can't wait.
Where is it you're going? Is it camping on an island somewhere, or am I thinking of someone else?
Well, we were going camping, but my dad's just bought a camper van, so we're going in that instead. It means you can go to other countries without having to get a flight, which is good in a way. But actually, I always used to enjoy sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it must be nice getting to see all the scenery along the way. I have to say the flight is my least favourite part of going abroad on holiday.
Oh, I never mind it, actually. And the airport can be quite fun sometimes.
You must be joking. All those people and nothing to do except look round expensive shops. I mean, you always end up buying something you don't really want just because there's nothing else to do.
Well, I don't. Anyway, where are you off to this year? Florida again?
Well, I'm getting a bit old for Disneyland, Marek. Though my little brother would still like it. We're actually going somewhere new. It's like a sports camp where you stay with lots of other kids and learn how to do different activities.
You mean you're going without your parents?
Not exactly. I mean, they're there too, doing whatever they want. Golf, in my dad's case. But you only actually see them at mealtimes.
Oh, sounds cool. But will you have to look after your little brother?
No way. They divide you up according to age. He'll be doing football and swimming and all that, whereas I get to go water skiing.
Wow. Doesn't that cost a fortune?
Well, quite a bit. So I'm just doing it on one of the days. But there's windsurfing and water polo too.
I see.
That is the end of part 2.